Well, happy warmer Monday to you. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at Life Point and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great weekend. We at Lewis Center jumped back into our tightrope series where we looked at Esther chapter 4, which is really the theological kind of heart of the book of Esther. And we looked at the reality, man, that God is constant. He's constant when our lives are chaos. We went and moved through Esther chapter 4 in the narrative, which kind of brings us, to Esther 4:14, where Mordecai poses the question, who knows but that you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? In other words, Mordecai puts the question to Esther, Esther, this could cost you your life, but who knows whether God has made you beautiful, created circumstances in your life to bring you to bear, to bring you to this moment to be an agent of salvation for your people. And, Esther really responds to that. She says, go gather all the Jews who are with you, and I'm going to gather all of my attendants who are with me, and you all go fast for 3 days. We'll go fast for 3 days. You pray, we'll pray, and I'll go into the king, which is not according to the law, which is her way of saying, I'm going to be risking my life here. And she says, if I perish, I perish. What an incredible, incredible example of courage and boldness and leadership on Esther's part. And we really talked about three conclusions at Lewis Center from chapter 4. The first one is that your circumstances don't really determine who you'll become as much as they reveal who you already are. That Esther kind of finds herself in this space where she, she didn't ask for this. She didn't ask to be the queen. She didn't seek it. It kind of sought her out. And, there are going to be moments in our lives where we're going to kind of throw our hands in the air when our lives are chaos or circumstances are crazy. And it doesn't matter whether those are financial or marital or parental or relational or medical. We're all going to face those moments. And we're going to kind of just say, God, why? What in the world is going on? And really, Mordecai's response to Esther is, hey, in the middle of chaos, just realize that you may be created for this. You may be created to be a mediator in the middle of your circumstances, which really is the second idea that we talked about, which is that living in the palace is very different than living for the palace. I think Esther's mindset was kind of, look, you're asking me not only to risk my life, but I've got servants, I've got attendants, I'm the queen of the most powerful kingdom that the world has ever seen. And what Mordecai essentially tries to say back to Esther, I think, is, Esther, if you don't use your influence and your affluence for God's sake, then you're already dead. What kind of life is that? Influence and affluence make terrible gods. So if you're saying to me, Esther, that you're risking your life, I'm saying you don't have a life. We pointed out Luke chapter 16, where is the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Scholars for years have pointed out that Lazarus, who's the poor man in that parable, gets a name, but Jesus just calls the other guy a rich man. And the reason commentators have suggested for that is that his whole identity was wrapped up in being wealthy. That his net worth was his self-worth. And it's really hard to be generous in those circumstances. It's really hard to give when your net worth and your self-worth, you can't give anything away, because giving stuff away, right? Being generous means you're giving part of yourself away. So as we talked about the wide open world offering that's going on all week here at LifePoint, everything that's given, was given in person on Sunday or given online this week, goes to support missions around the world, goes to support our child sponsorship mission with Children's Hope Chest in Kakiri, Uganda, where we sponsor children into local families that are part of a local church there, and trying to help children who are in vulnerable situations. And we do that hopefully from adults to kids. We had our kids gather resources over the past few weeks in their tens, not just to do a nice little kid thing, but rather we're trying to teach our kids via our LifePoint Kids Leaders to be good greed fighters, right? So that they don't grow up to be entitled and to think everything is created for them. They don't grow up to say, I'm a self-made person. Well, I understand that we work, But who gave you the mind to work? Who gave you the body to work? Who gave you the talents, the gifts, the abilities? All of that is from God. So I would just ask you, if you haven't yet given this week, that you would pray about giving towards our Wide Open World offering, because the last thing we talked about is that God brought us salvation through mediation. Just like Esther next week is going to go into the king, and really she's going to represent salvation for the Hebrew people. Jesus was our mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5 says there's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. And that God gave up his one and only son. And it wasn't an if I perish, I perish moment like Esther had, but it was a when I perish. Jesus knew that he was going to give his life as a ransom or a payment for us. And so because we see him giving himself for us, we're willing to give anything for him. So I'm going to pray that reality into our life this morning, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray as well. God, this morning, I pray that you would separate us from our stuff, that our net worth wouldn't be our self-worth. God, that we would be generous people, that we would live, God, in this community for your sake, that God, we wouldn't hold on too tightly to the palace. Lord, today our purpose is to enjoy you. And sometimes, God, that's in the middle of chaos. Sometimes it's difficult. Lord, please walk very, very closely to us, because we want to be close to you. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray and seek God's presence in your life today.